The Watchman. July 25, 1905. Stand firm for the right. Ellen G. White. It was Christ Himself who spoke through Moses to the children of Israel. Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. The children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. The Sabbath command is part of the law engraven on tables of stone by the finger of God, a part of that great law which we should study and obey. We should diligently study all of God's Word, that we may proclaim with power the message that is to be given in these last days. Many of those upon whom the light of the Savior's self-sacrificing life is shining refuse to live in accordance with His will. They are not willing to live a life of sacrifice for the good of others. They desire to exalt themselves. But God calls for true, steadfast workers, whose lives will counteract the influence of those who are working against Him. They are to keep their eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith. He is the source of all light, the fountain of all blessing. God calls upon His workers, in this age of diseased piety and perverted principle, to reveal a healthy, influential spirituality. My brethren and sisters, this God requires of you. Every jot of your influence is to be used on the side of Christ. It behooves every soul whose life is hid with Christ in God to come to the front now and to contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. Truth must be defended, and the kingdom of God advanced as they would be were Christ in person on this earth. When the Holy Spirit controls the minds of our church members, there will be seen in our churches a much higher standard in speech, in ministry, in spirituality than is now seen. The church members will be refreshed by the water of life, and the laborers, working under one head, even Christ, will reveal their master in spirit, in word, in deed, and will encourage one another to press forward in the grand, closing work in which we are engaged. There will be a healthy increase of unity and love, which will bear testimony to the world that God sent His Son to die for the redemption of sinners. Divine truth will be exalted, and as it shines forth as a lamp that burneth, we shall understand it more and still more clearly. The testing truth for this time is not the fabrication of any human mind. It is from God. It is genuine philosophy to those who appropriate it. Christ became incarnate in order that we, through belief of the truth, might be sanctified and redeemed. Let those who hold the truth in righteousness arouse and go forth, shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, to proclaim the truth to those who know it not. Let them make straight paths for their feet, lest the lame be turned out of the way. We are now to prepare the way for our coming King. In every movement, Christ's followers are to reveal their regard for Christian principles, loving God supremely and their neighbor as themselves, reflecting light and blessing on the pathway of those who are in darkness, comforting those who are cast down, sweetening the bitter waters for their fellow pilgrims. Let us increase in a knowledge of the truth, giving all praise and glory to Him who is one with the Father. Let us seek most earnestly for the heavenly anointing, the Holy Spirit. Let us have a pure, growing Christianity, that in the heavenly courts we may at last be pronounced complete in Christ. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Lose no time now in rising and trimming your lamps. Lose no time in seeking perfect unity with one another. We must expect difficulties. Trials will come. Christ, the captain of our salvation, was made perfect through suffering. His followers will encounter the enemy many times and will be severely tried. But they need not despair. Christ says to them, "Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." The following lines seem to portray the Christian warfare. I thought that the course of the Christian to heaven would be bright as the summer and glad as the morn. Thou showedst me the path. It was dark and rough, all rugged with rock, all tangled with thorn. I dreamed of celestial rewards and renown. I asked for the palm branch, the robe, and the crown. I asked, and thou showedst me a cross and a grave.